We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Here's your P1 pick of the day from the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Back in the 80s, we went to Poe Baptist Church. And right there in Poe Mill. And my mama was not only the Mary was not only the music director, she was also the youth director. You wore many hats at a small Baptist church.
Yes, a bunch of very small hats.
Diddy was not only a deacon, but also he was a wise man in the cantata,
mm-hmm.
and also a Sunday school teacher.
Well, good.
And vacation Bible school.
You had to do it all, man.
Yeah. Yeah, he'd give us recess during vacation Bible school, but only so he could sneak around the corner and smoke a cigarette.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Back in them days.
Back then, though, our church, the church owned not only the parsonage where the preacher lives,
yep.
but a house across, right there on the corner of 2nd Avenue, that house that sat on the corner of Poe Mill, Jimmy.
2nd Avenue and B Street?
Yep. Yep, right there. Like, if this is the parsonage of the church right here on the corner.
Across from the parsonage.
Right.
Okay, the big two-story house is a little one-story. The two-story.
Two-story.
Okay.
Church owned it, so every year, nobody lived. I don't know if they just picked it up on a deal. I don't know how the church owned a home, but Halloween, we would do haunted houses, and Mary was in charge of it. And this was when... You know how, okay, you couldn't just, like, go to Spencer's and buy, like, there was no Spirit Halloween. Back then you would go to, like, Kmart or maybe Walmart or Spencer's to get Halloween stuff.
Yeah.
My mama would go to deer processing plants and get bones of deer. She would get deer head, all the bones.
Like
she
real
would,
stuff.
Real stuff. Swear to God. She would use legitimate props. She had a legitimate casket. A legit casket that this woman would be in. She'd pretend she was dead, and right as you'd get ready to walk away, she'd jump on it.
Boom!
It was short-staffed one particular year, and at the ripe age of 9 years old, mm-hmm. I was in a haunted house. And my daddy... cut my head off. He ran a guillotine. At that point in my life, I called it a guillotine. Mm-hmm. Actually, everybody did.
Yeah. Yeah, I can hear your daddy saying guillotine.
Still do.
My grandpa made it. He made a guillotine. So he made it with a weight bench and wood. So I would...
That's great.
Listen, so this is a Baptist church in 1984. I lay down on the bench... And my daddy pulls the string, and the blade falls, and I stand up. Well, there's a tether ball, a ball on a string that had a mask on it that I hold on to.
It's pronounced Max.
Max. And when the blade would fall, I'd let go of the head, and it would fall in a bucket. I would stand up. I had a bald mask, you know, like bald head mask. And I had, listen to this. I had a turtleneck on that we pulled up to the top of the mask, and then they put blood all over the head. I had like a 2-foot neck, essentially.
You had a big old neck.
So I and then I put two holes in the two tiny little holes in the turtleneck so I could see. And so I'm chasing people, you know, covered in blood at 9 years old.
That's fun.
With a 2-foot tall neck, and I'm chasing people.
You look like them girls wearing the hoodies with the mannequin heads on, dancing. Have you seen that yet, the new trend?
Uh-uh.
The new trend is that a girl puts on a, you know, the styrofoam mannequin heads. You own one.
Yeah.
They put on a hoodie, and then you put the mannequin head on top of your head and put the hood over that, and then you dance.
Oh. Well, I was doing that in 84.
You were. Trendsetter.
Yeah. But we had everything. I mean, we had, like, an insane asylum, like, mm-hmm. where it was, like, people wearing, you know,
straight jackets?
Straight jackets.
Only kind Jeff will wear.
I'm doing this.
Straight jacket. I mean, it was like, it was bizarre. Towels. Like, you could not, you can do a judgment house now.
Yeah.
Where you, you know, are you know, you've been at judgment houses, I'm sure. Where they,
I've been in them.
Yeah, a part of them?
Yeah.
Oh, no kidding. What'd you do?
I was in the scene where the kids were out partying.
Yeah.
So I was just hanging out, sitting on a bale of hay, drinking water out of a beer bottle.
Yeah. Yeah. You know. Yeah. Well, yeah, it's real life scenes, and they show you, you know, after effects and stuff like that. But this
was a speaking part. I just drank water out of a beer bottle.
I mean, this was a church fundraiser that we were, I mean, it was blood and gore.
Yeah. Like,
my grandpa also made a bench that you sat down on. You remember Freedom Cooper?
Yeah. Oh, don't call her names like that.
Is
that the chick whose kid was missing?
Oh, you said bench.
Bench.
Bench. Oh, yeah. Okay. Sorry. Like Johnny.
Her mama goes through the haunted house. My grandpa had made this bench that it ran electricity through it. So when you sat down on the bench, and that was where they had the casket, and you're sitting there and you're paying your respects sitting on the bench, and then they run a volt of electricity through the bench, and it would shock your butt.
Yeah.
And that's what made that lady pee herself.
Oh, that's good.
But I'm just thinking about it now. It's like, that was church. Like, you know, like they had another fundraiser. Was the womanless wedding that they would do.
They do that back when church used to be fun.
My daddy was the bride. He wore a wedding dress.
Well, you couldn't do that now.
All the deacons were wearing wedding dresses because they were the bridesmaids, you know? And
they'd have womanless weddings, womanless beauty pageants, all that stuff back in the day when church was wild and fun.
Yeah. I mean, it was like in the 90s when the whole politically correct movement began. It also began in church, and it made it where I feel like you became somebody that you were not inside the confines of the church.
In life in general,
sure.
The politically correctness came along around the 90s.
Yeah.
Man, people just started being fake and phony and lying a lot more. Not that we didn't already lie plenty, so we started lying a lot more.
Yeah. I mean, it was gore. But it wasn't like anything, but by today's standards, it was awful. But those standards, you know, it was something. And I can remember so many people that came through the haunted house that ended up going to church there for many years.
Yeah,
like it was
like Judgment House. It before was a, Judgment House.
It was an outreach, really.
It was. You got people doing something fun. Like, man, church is fun. More fun than I thought it was.
Yeah, because I mean, like you can have, you know, now it's trunk or treat. Mm-hmm. You know.
Yes. Yeah.
But you're going to go home and watch the horror movies.
Yeah, it's just now we have to keep up appearances because we have to look this way in front of these people.
Yeah.
Instead of being honest, because we'll sit in church and listen to the preacher tell us we're all sinners. And we're going to act like we're not in front of the other people.
Right.
We're going to act like they are, but we can't let them know that we are.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a whole, a very conservative movement came through at that time. But it came through America at that time.
Oh,
so.
It did. It changed everything here.
Yeah. But, that was so much fun, though.
Damn that Reagan.
But I could not imagine if that were to go on today. Mm-hmm. I mean, this church would split down the middle. People would leave. They wouldn't be part of the Baptist Association anymore.
Well, back then, man, it was just, 30 years ago, Halloween wasn't taboo in church. But now it really is.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Well,
you know, except trunk or treat type stuff. Well, it's got to be real, real light, real, real light, innocent
fun. Not just church, though. It's now fall festivals.
Yeah, that's true.
They don't even mention Halloween. You know, it's like Fat Boy with his happy holidays.
Mm-hmm.
See the one guy on the news complaining about the haunted house? Because it was insensitive to his bipolar disorder. So
which haunted house? Just a haunted house he went to?
It was one locally.
Yeah. Meanwhile, epileptics are pissed at all of them because they're all sensitive to their epilepsy.
Yeah, they're going to sue Xbox.
He wanted them to close it down and issue an apology to him.
Are you kidding?
Yeah.
What did they say to him?
They didn't shut it down, but there was a live actor in that part, and they removed the live actor.
Oh, okay.
Because he was bipolar?
He said the depiction of the scene was insensitive to people with bipolar disorder and people that had been locked away.
This duality. I mean, it's Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. That's
again,
everything that we are based on. Dante's Inferno. I mean, it's all good and evil.
And we don't need to sit and pretend like we didn't used to give people lobotomies for next to nothing for years in America. I'm talking about decades of that where, people with diagnoses like bipolar disorder probably would have just gotten a lobotomy. We don't need to pretend like that didn't happen because it did.
Well, you know, I talked about us having the insane asylums, you know? Yeah. I mean, those people. And that was in church that we were making fun of them. And not making fun of them, but just that they were like crazy killers and wanted to get out and get you.
You know, that's not how it really is. Michael Myers was in one. And there's a man, a movie from the 40s called The Snake Pit that I watched with my daddy as a little kid, and it was really good because I still remember it. But it was a woman who's put in an insane asylum type of place. Like Batman, obviously, with Arkham Asylum.
Arkham Asylum.
It's just been a predominant theme in fiction for, I don't know, going on 100 years now.
Yeah. Well, that's how you, when you don't understand somebody, you call them crazy and it just dismisses it. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, he's crazy.
Yeah.
He's nuts. Yeah. I don't understand it. So you crazy. I'm dismissing you.
Man, I was probably 4 or 5 years old. I was real young.
Yeah.
Went to a haunted house with old buddy from Poe Mill, Brian Grice, and some of his family.
Oh, I know the Grices.
Yeah. And the Burgesses.
They still got the pontoon?
I don't think so.
I'd hope not. It's been 30 years.
Yeah. I'm being old pontoon now.
Yeah.
But we're in some barn somewhere out in the country out towards, like, I think we left Poe Mill going out towards Berea and went further than that out towards Pickens County somewhere.
Yeah.
But we're in some barn, man.
To a haunted house?
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah. It's at some farm type of thing, haunted farm kind of thing.
Hayride?
We're in the barn. No. We're standing in the barn, though, not knowing what's about to happen or what's going on. And there's just hay on the floor. And, again, it seemed like great special effects now, great placement of everything looking back.
Yeah.
Probably wouldn't be as great now at 31 looking at it, but never in a million years did we think Freddy Krueger was about to come up from under that hay and start yelling at us with Freddy Krueger voice, threatening us and stuff. Dude, me and Brian took off out of that barn, running as fast as our little legs would carry us, went and hid in the back floorboards of his grandma's car. Old Brenda. May she rest in peace.
She's dead?
Yeah. A few years ago, yeah. Real sweet woman.
Yeah, very sweet.
Always real nice.
Yeah, made a good macaroni pie.
Dude, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
But yeah, we went and hid in the back floorboards of her car, just waiting for them to get done with the haunted house because we couldn't handle it. And
I know this is an old story because you fit in the floorboard.
Yeah, exactly. And as memory serves, I think Freddy Krueger was the first thing you encountered at this haunted house because I don't remember anything else from it. I just remember Freddy Krueger coming up and we ran away.
Oh, wow. So you missed the whole thing.
Went and hid in the car because we were convinced he was coming for us. We kept peeking out the windows looking to see if he was out there.
Yeah.
I just want to call up and say that your show is a kick ass. Keep up the good work.
Carolina's number one morning show.
I don't know what I'd do without listening to y'all's show every day. I'd be bored as hell.
93.3 The Planet.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.